Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, December 16, 2024.
Nippon Steel's Acquisition Review. Nippon Steel, a leading steel producer from Japan, is currently being reviewed by the U.S. Treasury for its plan to buy U.S. Steel, which is valued at $14.9 billion. A group known as CFIUS is in charge of this review, and they have not yet reached a decision. The deadline for their conclusion is December 22, 2024. Concerns about national security have sparked pushback from President Biden and former President Trump. The result of this review could greatly impact future foreign investments in key U.S. industries.
South Korea's economic response to impeachment. On December 15, 2024, South Korea's finance ministry announced steps to stabilize the economy after the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol. This impeachment followed Yoon's controversial decision to impose martial law, which raised significant concerns. The finance ministry plans to take actions to stabilize the market and will work closely with the parliament to ensure economic stability. Lee Jae-myung, the leader of the main opposition party, has called for the creation of a National Stability Council for governance to address pressing financial and economic issues. Meanwhile, the Bank of Korea, the country's central bank, is ready to use all available tools to respond to the economic challenges ahead. Political instability could weaken investor confidence and impact both businesses and consumers. As South Korea navigates this difficult period, the government's actions will be closely monitored.
The dark history of Saidnaya Prison. Recent reports uncover the troubling history of Saidnaya Prison in Syria, where around 15,000 people faced unlawful executions from 2011 to 2015. This prison is notorious for its harsh conditions and was linked to methods used by Nazi war criminals and the East German secret police known as the Stasi. Alois Brunner, a former Nazi officer, fled to Syria in 1954 and taught Syrian intelligence interrogation techniques. Under Hafez al-Assad, who became Syria's leader in 1970, these repressive methods were further developed. The Syrian civil war, which began in 2011, has resulted in a humanitarian disaster, displacing millions. The impact of torture and suppression continues to affect the Syrian people today. Understanding this history is vital for recognizing the ongoing challenges in Syria and the urgent need for human rights advocacy.
Concerns over proposed child marriage law in Iraq. Lawmakers in Iraq are considering changes to marriage laws that could allow girls as young as 9 to marry. This proposal raises serious worries about the rights and welfare of children. Bada, a person who has experienced child marriage, warns that these changes could lead to more abuse and exploitation of young girls. According to UNICEF, nearly 1 in 3 girls in Iraq are married before they turn 18. Many families face poverty, which can push them to resort to child marriage as a means of survival. These proposed changes could make child marriage seem more acceptable, further threatening the future of young girls in Iraq.
Pope Francis visits Corsica. Pope Francis traveled to Corsica, a French Mediterranean island, on December 15, 2024. This was the first visit by a pope to Corsica. During his trip, he encouraged Catholic priests to stay alert to groups that create political divides. He highlighted the importance of togetherness in the church at a conference. Corsica has about 356,000 residents, with 81% identifying as Catholic, and roughly 1 in 5 people living in poverty. After the conference, Pope Francis held an outdoor mass with local Catholics and briefly met with French President Emmanuel Macron at Ajaccio's airport. His visit showcased the church's role in addressing social issues and promoting community harmony.
U.S. engagement with Syrian rebel leaders. On December 15, 2024, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the United States has made direct contact with Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, a rebel group in Syria. This marks an important development as the group shifts from being a militant insurgency to taking on a governing role. The U.S. has labeled Hayat Tahrir al-Sham a terrorist organization, which complicates formal engagement efforts. The aim is to support Syria in moving away from the rule of President Bashar al-Assad. The Syrian civil war, which started in 2011, has caused immense suffering and displacement. Blinken also highlighted the urgent need to locate Austin Tice, an American journalist who has been missing since 2012. A collaborative announcement from the US, Turkey, the European Union, and Arab nations called for a peaceful future in Syria, emphasizing the importance of an inclusive political process. Recently, Turkey reopened its embassy in Damascus, Syria, after being closed for 12 years, signaling a potential change in diplomatic relations. However, there are ongoing worries about the role of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, especially for minority groups like the Kurds. This U.S. engagement could lead to shifts in foreign policy and possibly reduce sanctions on Syria.
Decline in approval ratings for Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba. A recent poll shows that the approval rating for Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has dropped to about 37%, down 4 points from before. Meanwhile, disapproval ratings have increased to 43%. The survey, which included over 1,000 respondents, found that 66% of people want more openness in how political funds are used. Additionally, 85% are worried about false information on social media during elections. These results highlight a growing public doubt about the government's ability to pass important laws and manage the national budget. Japan is facing significant challenges, including a struggling economy and an aging population. It's clear that accountability and effective communication are essential for rebuilding public trust.
Ghana's President Mahama unveils development plans. On December 15, 2024, Ghana's newly elected president, John Dramani Mahama, shared his plans for the country's development. After winning the election on December 7 with over 56% of the votes, he aims to roll out 26 key strategies within his first 120 days in office. This includes appointing cabinet ministers within 14 days of his swearing-in on January 7, 2025. One of his main goals is to introduce a 24-hour economy to generate jobs and encourage growth. He plans to launch programs specifically for young people and remove several taxes, including a 10% tax on betting winnings. In education, Mahama wants to provide free tertiary education for individuals with disabilities and distribute free sanitary pads to female students. These initiatives come as Ghana faces significant challenges, including high youth unemployment. Mahama's proposals aim to create a more successful future for all Ghanaians.
Christians in Latakia, Syria seek religious harmony after political change. On December 15, 2024, Christian believers gathered at St. George Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Latakia, Syria, for the first service since the recent removal of President Bashar al-Assad, who had been in power for over 50 years. The new leadership has caused worries among Christians about their religious freedoms under the Sunni Muslim government. Athanasios Fahad, the Metropolitan of Latakia, led the service and shared a hopeful message about respecting all faiths. Many Christians had to leave their homes during the civil war, which lasted 13 years. Despite these challenges, the community remains cautious but optimistic about living together in peace in Syria.
Gulf markets update. Stock markets in the Gulf region experienced mixed results on December 15, 2024, as investors awaited important decisions from the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is set to meet on December 17 and 18. Recent data showed higher-than-expected U.S. producer prices, raising concerns among investors. In Saudi Arabia, the main index dropped by 0.3%. Shares of Riyadh Bank and Dar al-Arkan Real Estate Development fell by 2.1% and 0.7%, respectively. On the other hand, Saudi Cable's stock rose by 8.5% after securing a project in Bahrain. In Oman, the main index fell by 0.7%. Bank Dhofar dropped by 4.7%, and Voltamp Energy declined by 9%. OQ Base Industries raised about $489 million through a share sale. In Qatar, the main index increased by 0.1%. Qatar Fuel rose by 1.8%, and Gulf International Services climbed by 3%. Qatar Energy announced it purchased a 27.5% interest in an offshore exploration block in Namibia, located in Southwest Africa. Egypt's blue-chip index eased by 0.1%. Talat Mustafa Group fell by 1.8%, while Commercial International Bank rose by 0.6%. The Trump Organization is involved in high-end property projects in both Saudi Arabia and Dubai.
Kenya's drought crisis. Kenya is currently facing its worst drought in 40 years, impacting millions of people. Climate change has led to unpredictable weather, causing severe water shortages and hunger. Many families in Kenya struggle to find clean water, often traveling long distances to access unsafe sources. In December 2024, Kenyan officials attended the United Nations Climate Change Conference, known as COP29, in Baku, Azerbaijan. They asked wealthier nations for financial help to address this ongoing crisis. The conference resulted in an agreement called the Baku Climate Unity Pact, which aims to assist countries affected by climate change. This situation highlights the urgent need for global cooperation to combat climate change and support those in need.
Arrest warrant issued for former central bank governor in Mauritius. Police in Mauritius have issued an arrest warrant for Harvish Kumar Sigolam, the former governor of the Bank of Mauritius. This warrant is part of an investigation into a scheme to cheat the public. Sigolam is currently outside the country and will be arrested when he returns. Prime Minister Navin Ramgoolam has accused the previous government of misrepresenting financial information for years. Allegations suggest that the central bank printed money to support the Mauritius Investment Corporation, which was set up in 2020 to help businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. This situation raises serious concerns about corruption and economic management in Mauritius, an island nation in the Indian Ocean, located about 2,000 kilometers from the east coast of Africa.
Israel closes embassy in Ireland amid rising tensions. Israel has decided to close its embassy in Dublin, Ireland, starting December 15, 2024. This move comes after Ireland recognized a Palestinian state in May 2024 and supported a case against Israel at the International Court of Justice, where Israel faces accusations of genocide. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar criticized Ireland's actions, claiming they show a bias against Israel. In response, Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris expressed disappointment over the embassy's closure, reaffirming Ireland's dedication to human rights and peace. This situation highlights the ongoing tensions in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which have intensified since the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. The closure raises important questions about the future of diplomatic relations between Israel and Ireland.
Incident involving Russian oil tankers. On December 15, 2024, two Russian oil tankers, VOLGONEFT-212 and VOLGONEFT-239, were damaged in the Kerch Strait, an important waterway connecting the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. The incident, caused by bad weather, tragically resulted in the loss of one crew member's life. The VOLGONEFT-212 was carrying over 4 tons of fuel oil, with 13 crew members on board, while the VOLGONEFT-239 had 14 crew members. Investigators have opened criminal cases related to traffic safety violations. This event highlights the urgent need to improve safety measures in maritime transport, especially for oil and gas shipments from Russia.
Israel Aerospace Industries plans IPO. Israel Aerospace Industries, the largest defense firm in Israel, has announced that it is ready for an initial public offering on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, pending approval from the Israeli government. In the first 9 months of 2024, the company reported a record profit of 416 million shekels, which is about US$115 million. It also achieved sales of 4.4 billion shekels, or roughly US$1.22 billion. The number of pending orders has reached 25 billion shekels, approximately US$6.94 billion. The plan allows the government to sell up to 49% of the company to raise funds and improve efficiency. The outcome of this IPO could significantly impact investors and the defense sector in Israel.
Destruction of Russian fuel train by Ukraine's SBU. On December 15, 2024, Ukraine's security service, known as the SBU, reported that they destroyed a train carrying fuel to Russian troops in the Zaporizhia region. This operation took out 40 rail cars filled with fuel, aiming to interrupt supply routes from Crimea to areas under Russian control. They used U.S.-supplied high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, to strike the train. Currently, about 70% of Zaporizhia is heavily controlled by Russia. The conflict has been ongoing for over 33 months, with both sides actively involved in military actions. Cutting off fuel supplies could weaken Russian military efforts and boost the spirits of Ukrainian forces. The situation is changing rapidly as new developments unfold.
Israel's inflation update. Israel's inflation rate has dropped to 3.4% in November, the lowest it's been in 4 months. This follows a rate of 3.5% in October and a peak of 3.6% in August. The Central Bureau of Statistics shared these numbers on December 15, 2024. Even with this decrease, inflation is still above the government's target range of 1% to 3%. Several factors are driving prices up, including supply chain issues and geopolitical tensions, especially the ongoing conflict with Hamas. The cost of living index fell by 0.4% from October to November, thanks to lower prices for fresh produce, transportation, and education. However, costs for housing and food have gone up. The Bank of Israel has kept interest rates steady since January, with the next decision coming on January 6, 2025. Higher inflation is affecting our buying power, making everyday items more expensive for consumers.
Peace summit in the Democratic Republic of the Congo cancelled. A crucial peace summit scheduled for December 15, 2024, in Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, has been called off. This summit was meant to address ongoing conflicts in eastern DRC and included leaders from Angola and Rwanda. However, the Rwandan delegation decided not to participate, raising concerns about increasing tensions between the two countries. The DRC government claims that Rwanda supports the M23 rebel group, which has been involved in conflict in the region. This summit was part of the Luanda process, a diplomatic effort launched in 2022 to bring stability to the area. The cancellation highlights how challenging it is to achieve peace in such a complicated political situation.
Bangladesh's foreign exchange reserves update. Bangladesh's foreign exchange reserves have dropped to $18.61 billion US dollars, which is a decrease of $1.23 billion. This decline highlights ongoing economic challenges. Currently, these reserves can cover nearly 4 months of imports, while a healthy level is considered to be around 6 months. Back in August 2021, reserves reached a peak of $48 billion. Remittances, or money sent home by Bangladeshi citizens working abroad, totaled $11.13 billion from July to November 2024. This shows just how important these funds are for the economy. The central bank is taking steps to encourage more remittances and stabilize the reserves. Overall, this situation emphasizes the critical need for strong financial reserves to ensure economic stability.
Libya's oil emergency. Libya's National Oil Corporation has announced an emergency situation at the Zawiya refinery, located 45 kilometers west of Tripoli. This decision comes after continued fighting in the area, which has caused major harm, including serious fires and gas leaks. The refinery typically generates around 120,000 barrels of oil each day. By declaring this emergency, the corporation can escape fines for not meeting oil delivery contracts. The ongoing violence poses a risk to the safety of oil facilities and threatens Libya's economy, which depends greatly on oil production. This instability could also impact global oil prices.
McConnell stresses the importance of the polio vaccine. On December 15, 2024, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, highlighted the critical importance of vaccines, particularly the polio vaccine. Having experienced polio as a child, he urged Trump's nominees to avoid actions that could weaken public trust in vaccines. This message was directed at Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's pick for health secretary, who has a history of promoting anti-vaccine views. In 2022, a petition was filed to revoke the approval of the polio vaccine, raising concerns among public health officials. McConnell pointed out that vaccines have saved millions of lives. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also condemned efforts to discredit the polio vaccine, calling those actions dangerous. This ongoing discussion underscores the essential role of vaccines in public health and the impact that political decisions can have on health initiatives.
Cambodia's economic growth projections for 2024. Cambodia's economy and finance minister Ont Poornmenoroth has announced an exciting projected economic growth rate of 6% for 2024, up from 5% in 2023. This growth is mainly driven by a recovery in the clothing and tourism industries. By 2025, the country's gross domestic product, or GDP, is expected to reach about $51 billion, with a GDP per capita of around $2,924. However, there are some difficulties in the real estate market, as property investment has dropped by 29.1% in the first 8 months of 2024. Inflation is anticipated to be 2.5% for 2025. Regional trade deals are crucial for supporting Cambodia's economic growth, providing access to a market of roughly 2.3 billion people.
Supreme Court case on TikTok and free speech. A major court case involving TikTok is heading to the United States Supreme Court. This important case raises questions about free speech in the digital world. TikTok, created by the Chinese company ByteDance in 2016, has around 170 million users in the U.S. There are growing worries about user privacy and national security, especially during the Trump administration. In April 2023, President Biden signed a bipartisan bill that requires TikTok to sell its Chinese ownership or face a ban in the U.S. on December 6, 2023. The U.S. Court of Appeals upheld this law. The Supreme Court will decide if the government's actions violate users' constitutional rights. The outcome could significantly impact not just TikTok but also other tech companies and the future of digital communication in America.
UN efforts to address Libya's election crisis. The United Nations is helping Libya tackle its ongoing election crisis. A team of Libyan experts will focus on fixing problems with electoral laws. This initiative aims to organize national elections that have been delayed since December 2021 due to disagreements over candidate eligibility. Libya has experienced political instability since the 2011 uprising that ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi. Right now, Prime Minister Abdulhamid al-Dabeiba is in charge of the Government of National Unity, which faces challenges to its authority. The United Nations continues to support Libya in its quest for stability and reconciliation among various groups.
Bitcoin hits new high amid political changes. Bitcoin has reached a peak, exceeding $105,000 during early trading in Asia, particularly in cities like Tokyo and Sydney. The last trading price was about $104,666. This increase comes after Donald Trump's election as President of the United States, where he promised to support cryptocurrencies and may create a fund to hold Bitcoin. Experts believe Bitcoin could reach a target price of $110,000. This rise highlights how political events can influence financial markets and reflects broader trends in technology and finance.
New insights into virus transmission patterns. Researchers from the Shenzhen Institutes of Advanced Technology in China have made an important discovery about how viruses spread. On December 15, 2024, they revealed findings that challenge previous ideas about virus transmission. While it was commonly believed that animal migration spreads viruses, this study showed that some animals, like monarch butterflies, might actually have a lower risk of infection during long migrations. The research focused on how E. coli bacteria interact with a virus called M13. By using advanced biology methods, the researchers controlled the movement of E. coli in the lab. They found that faster-moving bacteria tend to remove infected ones, leading to a healthier population. These exciting new findings provide valuable insights into how diseases spread, which could help improve public health strategies in the future.
Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger withdraw from ECOWAS. Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger have decided to pull out of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. They've agreed on a 6-month transition period, with their official exit set for the end of January 2024 and a new effective date of July 29, 2024. The leaders of these countries have made it clear that this decision is final. This move comes as they face ongoing safety issues in the Sahel region of West Africa, where threats from militant groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS are common. The withdrawal raises worries about trade and the free movement of people among the 400 million residents in the ECOWAS area. However, the three countries will keep their borders open without visa requirements for ECOWAS citizens. Senegal's President Bassirou Diomaye Faye attended a summit in Abuja, Nigeria, where he expressed hope for continued discussions among the nations. The creation of the Alliance of Sahel States by Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger shows a shift toward closer collaboration among these countries.
Asian markets brace for economic data and central bank moves. Asian markets are gearing up for an important week as key economic data from China is set to be released. Investors are eagerly anticipating the China data dump on Monday, which will provide vital insights into the country's economic health. Several central banks, including the Federal Reserve in the United States, are expected to announce cuts to interest rates to help stimulate growth. In South Korea, President Yoon Suk-yeol's recent decision to impose martial law has raised concerns about economic stability. The South Korean won is under pressure amid this political unrest. Meanwhile, China plans to increase its budget deficit and issue more debt to support its economy. Upcoming data is likely to show steady industrial production and consistent investment in fixed assets, although retail sales may see a slight dip. House prices in China have fallen by nearly 6% compared to last year, marking the steepest decline in almost 20 years. Investors are on edge as central bank decisions and economic indicators are set to shape market trends.
Netanyahu and Trump discuss hostage crisis and regional tensions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump about the ongoing hostage crisis in Gaza and the situation in Syria. This conversation followed a Hamas attack on October 7, 2023, which resulted in about 1,200 deaths and over 250 hostages taken. Currently, around 100 hostages are still in Gaza. In response, Israeli military operations have led to nearly 45,000 fatalities, mostly among non-combatants, in Gaza. Netanyahu emphasized the urgent need to secure the release of hostages before Trump takes office on January 20, 2025. Efforts involving Egypt, Qatar, and the United States are underway to establish a ceasefire that includes a hostage release. They also discussed Israel's military strikes in Syria, where threats from terrorist groups continue. The situation is very serious, with potential consequences for regional stability and U.S. relations.
Israeli airstrikes in Syria. On December 15, 2024, Israeli warplanes conducted airstrikes in Syria, hitting military targets. They struck missile bases near Zama and weapon storage facilities in rural Tartus. Earlier that day, Israeli jets attacked radar systems at Deir al-Zor military airport in eastern Syria. These actions are part of a military operation that started on December 8, aimed at weakening military strength linked to Syria's previous leadership. The ongoing conflict in Syria has led to instability in the region. Fortunately, no casualties have been reported from these recent airstrikes. The Syrian government is expected to denounce these attacks, which could prompt calls for global involvement. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.